This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. With just 5 days to go before the special election to fill the Senate seat vacated by Secretary of State John Kerry, it's a sprint to the finish, sort of.
Republican Gabriel Gomez campaigned in Cohasset and Scituate, and the Democrat Congressman Ed Markey spoke to reporters at New Bedford City Hall about the home stretch of the campaign.
We are peaking just at the right time. And I will be in Springfield and Worcester and Lawrence and Lowell and New Bedford and Fall River. I will be crisscrossing the state over these final 5 days, ensuring that our organization is in place to deliver a victory on Tuesday night.
Now, his campaign may be peaking, but there have been questions about Markey's relatively light campaign schedule in these final days. There are three events on his schedule today, but he made just one appearance yesterday. And according to the Boston Globe, he's raised alarms among some Democrats who fear he hasn't campaigned robustly enough.
But the Markey campaign says it's taking nothing for granted and is working hard, even if much of that work is about raising money and is largely out of sight. And if polls suggest that Markey is the front runner, then maybe playing it safe and avoiding the risk of gaffes in the final days makes sense.
Or maybe not. Joining us now to talk a little more about this is Bill Curry. He's the former controller of the state of Connecticut. He ran twice as the Democratic candidate for governor in that state. He's also a political analyst for WNPR in Hartford. And Bill, welcome back to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Great to be with you.
So Mayor Tom Menino says that he can't explain Markey's relatively light campaign schedule in the final days here. Now, whether that's true or not, it is hard to avoid that there's been the sense that the campaign lacks some urgency. Do you think that that could be a problem for Markey?
I think that it could. I mean, what we're talking about here are impressions. Ed Markey is a hardscrabble Irish kid from the neighborhoods. No one should ever question his work ethic, but it's the projection of work ethic. And it's also the with a ever-sensitive electorate, the worrisome sense about conveying any sense of entitlement or taking the voters for granted. In your last Senate election, Martha Coakley, joined Massachusetts political legend along with, J. Michael Curley, serving a mayor's term and a term in prison at the same time. Martha Coakley's trip to the islands 3 weeks before a final election that she lost narrowly will go down forever. And it's that way all over the country. Voters are ill-disposed to politicians. Everybody knows that. So there's a risk in terms of how this looks to people.
Mm-hmm.
I would add, though, that what you said before, I well remember being locked in a dark room, dialing for dollars, desperately trying to raise campaign money at the end of a race. The fact that a candidate's not in public doesn't necessarily mean he isn't working.
Well, that's interesting. Earlier this week, Ed Markey told our own Fred Tice that he was busy. We heard him just a moment ago talking about all those places he's going to be campaigning. But he also told Fred that a lot of what he's doing right now is out of sight, like raising money. And so I guess when it comes to winning, isn't raising money more important than being out there pressing the flesh?
Something has happened to all of American politics. When we think of the live-action campaign trail, today it's like the streets of Laredo with saloon doors swinging and tumbleweed bouncing down Main Street. The ethnic clubs and the civic groups that once generated big crowds for candidates have fallen in membership, and they've also fallen in their general interest in politics. And so what you have now, even when you have actual campaign stops, what they really are photo ops staged for the media that covers them. The people in the audience are just props. There are no town hall meetings, not even in Massachusetts, which practically invented them.
Yeah.
And the campaigns screen the audiences, and then they screen the questions. And so to go to a place where there's real, live, spontaneous political discourse in America, you got to hunt some.
Yeah. And what do we lose? I mean, it does seem like there's a lot less of that traditional retail politicking going on, in particular this time around. What do we lose when we don't have that person-to-person campaign?
Well, that is what you lose. And again, ironically, in this age of in this information age, communication is increasingly one way. Sarah Palin maintains the facsimile of a political career just on Twitter and Facebook. Hillary Clinton is applauded for joining Twitter. But, you know, what's a tweet? It's half the length of one of these detested 30-second ads. What we used to have and what the founders dreamed of and what we had as recently as this generation was face-to-face meetings between voters and candidates. This general gaffophobia, the consultants hide the candidate down the stretch, hoping that he won't, you know, screw something up in an unscripted remark. It may serve the candidates in some way. It never serves the voters, and in the long term, the democracy itself suffers tremendously. The whole vision of this country was that of a deliberative democracy in which people tested their ideas, opponents with their opponents, and also with the public. That's vanishing everywhere you look.
Mm. Bill, I don't want to let you go without asking you a question about polling. We've heard for some time that Ed Markey is up by as much as 17 points, according to a recent poll by the Boston Globe. I guess 13 points. Our latest poll showed him up by 7 points. You know something about polling. You've run several times statewide in Connecticut. What should we keep in mind about that?
First of all, we should keep in mind that political polls are, especially in a race like this, where turnout and general public interest is everything, are highly unreliable. A political poll is somewhere midway between meteorology and reading the entrails of a chicken in terms of predicting what will happen. If those 13-point numbers are right, then I understand that people would feel a certain comfort, but there's no way of knowing that. And if the 6-point numbers are right, this could be, you know, a more dramatic night than I myself would hope to see.
Well, Bill Curry is the former comptroller of the state of Connecticut. He ran twice as the Democratic candidate for governor of that state. He was also an advisor to President Clinton, and he is now a political analyst for WNPR in Hartford. Bill Curry, thanks so much.
My pleasure.